Oakland. Kate?
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. 7 states for John McCain, 4 for Barack Obama. The presidential candidates are trying to hit as many battlegrounds as they can before the big day tomorrow.
This kind of momentum, this kind of excitement is what wins election, and we're going to win this election tomorrow in Virginia. And we're going to keep Virginia red.
John McCain campaigning in an area of Tennessee right near the Virginia border. ABC's Matt Gutman has more on voting in the swing state of Florida.
John McCain is within statistical striking distance in Florida, but Obama has a comfortable lead in other battlegrounds like Pennsylvania and Ohio. Political analyst Susan McManus warns there's still some polling uncertainty.
Lots of stories have come out about, are these pollsters really right? Do we have it right this time? And there's a lot of anxiety on people who predict.
Early voting.
I come out and make sure my vote is counted.
Nearly 30% nationwide, and uncertainty about the turnout of first-time voters could scramble polls. Matt Gutman, ABC News.
Barack Obama sat down for an exclusive interview with ABC's Ann Compton today and talked a little about his daughter's future if he wins.
We do worry about the White House, mostly how Malia and Sasha are able to have a childhood that goes through the same ups and downs that any childhood goes through in the spotlight, in the glare.
Obama in Florida today. General Motors reporting a 45% sales plunge in October at Ford. Sales were down 30%.
The car industry is reeling. Ford, GM, and Chrysler were all losing money before last month's car sales collapse. Now they're in even worse shape. Even Toyota and Honda had double-digit sales declines last month.
ABC's Richard Davies. 2 more teenagers have been abandoned at Nebraska hospitals under the state's safe haven law that makes 26 older kids dropped off since July. The market's just before the close. Dow down 2, NASDAQ up 5. You're listening to ABC News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your gas gauge.
Oh, my needle is asleep.
What's wrong, gas gauge?
For some reason, I haven't been moving.
Oh, well, that's probably because I got the Works Fuel Saver package at the dealership.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and more. Just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to stop for a sandwich. Do you want anything?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Good one.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 11-30-08.
I'm Jake. I run my own auto body shop. Times are tough right now, I'll admit, but my dad started this business and he made it through plenty of lean years. So now I'm doing my best to keep track of every penny that comes in here and every penny that goes out. And Intuit QuickBooks software makes that easy. I can see all my finances all in one place, right on the computer. It helps prevent me from getting sideswiped by anything. That's a little auto body humor. Very little.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it at QuickBooks.com.
Turns out one of the jurors in the Ted Stevens corruption trial lied to get out of deliberations.
Juror number 4, Marion Hinnant, told the judge she couldn't attend deliberations because her father had died and she had to fly to California. After a few days, when she didn't return calls, the judge replaced her on the jury, which convicted Senator Stevens. Now Hinnant admits her father had not died, and instead of sitting in judgment of Stevens, she was sitting in the stands at the Breeders' Cup.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The utility companies are under pressure to boost profitability, and that's why a lot of them are now taking a get-tough attitude with customers who are behind with their bills.
I need water, please.
In this Dallas, Texas diner, you can hear the worry.
I've been staying awake at night quite a bit, thinking what's next.
Losing sleep over unpaid bills.
I sleep very little.
Adding to the insomnia, for some, utility companies are getting more aggressive in bill collecting. The Wall Street Journal reports a growing number of utility customers are being cut off for non-payment. So many that it is beginning to draw the attention of some public utility regulators. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Happens every year. A dentist offering money for Halloween candy. Dr. Jack Winchester of Moorhead City, North Carolina, is paying $1 a pound for the candy to promote better dental health. Last year, he bought 300 pounds of candy. Another dentist in Grand Island, Nebraska, is offering to take kids' candy and send it to the troops in Iraq. That is, if the kids will give it up. This is ABC News.
You look worried.
My doctor said I'm going to get serious about my blood pressure.
So did mine. He recommended Amil BP.
The naturally derived ingredient in Amil BP has been clinically shown to help maintain healthy blood pressure. Amil BP is safe and has no side effects.
I take Amil BP every day.
Oh, like vitamins.
Exactly.
Maintain healthy blood pressure with Amil BP. Available at a Walgreens or Long's Drugs near you.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. A car seat and several other items were found near an Oakland canal today, but there is still no sign of the nine-month-old baby boy who disappeared during a crash over the weekend. Just one day before the election, all of those political signs and banners are being taken down from freeway overpasses and pedestrian bridges on California highways. CHP says the signs could be a distraction to motorists. Father and son missing since Sunday in the mountains of Placer County found safe and sound. Traffic, here's KGO's Jamie Franco.
Westbound 580 after the toll plaza, Sigler continues for emergency pothole repair. The eastbound lanes are also closed in South 101. Look out for an accident off to the right at Silver. Yahoo search helps you get straight to your answers. Try it at yahoo.com. I'm Jamie Franco, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Jamie. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Occasional showers and breezy this afternoon with highs 55 to 60. Scattered showers tonight with thunderstorms possible. Lows 45 to 50. Partly sunny and continued breezy tomorrow. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
The York and Panic Membrane. Advice for life. With America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Wow, it looks like the media's got something else to do here. Instead of reporting, I mean, whatever happened to the Blessed Virgin and the cheese sandwich, now, check it out. George Rawcliffe was astounded when this apple fell out of a tree, hit him in the head, and the apple is shaped like a bird. I don't know, but that sounds like a lead story to me. Can you imagine we've gotten to this point? Now it's not just religious figures, and of course it is always very specific religious figures. Why are we not publishing when people see all kinds of stuff in the sludge? Nevertheless, this is a bird. It's, you know, by the way, I have a wonderful book, I don't know if I've ever told you about this, called Simulacra, and these are, there are amazing things in nature. I mean, a cheese sandwich in a vague shape, that's nothing. Simulacra are trees and rocks and things that have been seen, some of them permanent and photographed, which really look exactly like whatever it is supposed to be similar to. It's Latin for similar to. But it just is remarkable. I think it's degrading to people of faith. I think it makes a mockery of faith. It's strange. This is all on the same lines. The only thing here that just strikes my funny bone. As a fellow here has written a book, a 500-page book, saying why there's no such thing as Satan. And he's gotten himself in a lot of trouble. He says Satan was invented so man had someone other than God or himself to blame evil on. He was ambivalent at the outset. You know, he realized he didn't want to write a diatribe against Christianity because he knows and loves a lot of Christian people, and he's learned a lot from Christianity. He was involved in his whole life. But this idea of fire and brimstone and Satan and hell. And he goes on to talk about the and this gets into anthropology and history, really. The imagery for hell was borrowed from the garbage heaps in Gehenna outside Jerusalem. That's a word. That's a Hebrew word, I think, for hell. And the whole history of it. But what tickled me, what do you think he does for a living? He ought to know this subject. He's a firefighter. He's a firefighter. So I get interested in this whole idea of it's fire. So, like, where is it? And what's the source of the fire? And that kind of led him, you know, on his little pathway. Well, here's an interesting lawsuit. Get this. Rita Campbell tries to pay for her goods with a $100 bill. It's the old-style $100 bill. Now, I got to tell you, recently, where was I? In Africa, and they wouldn't take dollar bills and $5 bills, any American currency that had the old smaller picture of the heads. They thought they were phony, right? Of course, those bills were still good. Nevertheless, she went to use the older style $100 bill at Target. The employees at Target, or Target as it's known in the trade, were unable to recognize the old currency. They thought it was counterfeit. And the woman fled the store with security staff after her. They called all the other local stores, a loss prevention consortium. Secret Service got involved. blah, blah, blah. This poor woman incurred $200 in medical expenses. She sued, and guess what? She got $3 million. I have a feeling that this is going to be reviewed. So what started out as, this woman has a complaint, but boy, I'll tell you what, you can accuse me of counterfeiting. You want to hand me $3 million. What about this? This is a similar case as so many we've discussed. And I don't know, if you treat religion like a disability, I guess it plays. But here's a Muslim catering manager has accused the police of religious discrimination because he was told he might have to handle sausages and bacon. He was told he'd be expected to handle pork products at his new job. His lawyer says he was excused from handling pork in his previous job, and it gets into the whole typical deal here. His claim is based upon his religious beliefs that they failed the employer to accommodate him, as they have a duty to do so under the law. And my question is, where does this end? Where does this end? We've talked many times before how crazy it could get. It started off with pharmacists refusing to give birth control prescriptions to a woman because of their beliefs. And if you take every religion that exists in this country and allow people an out in the performance of their job, I just don't know if this comes under the various headings that they're claiming it comes under. You don't want to work handing out food if you have a real problem touching pork. You're going to have, the Jewish cab driver's not going to take you anywhere on a Saturday or Friday night. You have vegetarians, Hindus aren't going to hand you your medication because they're made of gelatin capsules and that's made of animals. And I just, I don't know. I understand the idea of religious exemption. And yet, you also adapt to the culture you're in to a certain degree, not all the way, to a certain degree. And when you pick a job, you must be mindful of this, because in the performance of that job, you might not be able to do that job as well as somebody else. And this is like, does an employer have a right to not hire really, fat aerobics instructors? It gets into a whole bunch of issues here that are not clear to me. Maybe it's clear to you. We talked a couple of weeks ago how the credit crunch is leading to a big decline in sales of bottled water. Most people have figured out that it costs you 800 times less to use tap water. Not to mention the destruction of the environment from shipping water all over the world. Not to mention the plastic, et cetera, et cetera. This time, and I'm a little surprised by this, sales of organic food and natural foods, of course, been going up and growing double digits every year. Not now. As you know, people are beginning to make hard decisions about how to spend their money. When times are tough, consumers may be less interested in what type of feed a cow ate before it was chopped up for dinner, or whether your carrots were grown without chemicals, especially if these products cost twice as much. I'm just going down here to find... If the slowdown continues, it's going to have broad implications beyond the organic industry. Right, because you have all these other look-alike type products, fair trade coffees, hormone-free beef, humanely raised chickens, and every one of those things costs more. And what surprise is Whole Foods in big trouble. Company stock has dropped more than 70% since the first of the year, and they expect more grim news. Boy, I just thought that was a boomer business. Quickly, let's talk about flu vaccines. There's a piece here. I don't want to get into the details of what's in the vaccine this year. You got A. Brisbane. You got B. Florida. H3N2 varieties, etc. But in answer to the question I get asked a lot about thimerosal in flu vaccines, it is in some of them. Now, if the frequency you get a flu vaccine, it's no problem for me with kids. No problem for me with you. Kids get lots of vaccines. Thimerosal has been removed from vaccines for many, many years. And since the mercury was taken out of those vaccines, of course, autism rates have gone up. It has nothing to do with it. I'm tired of arguing it. I'm not arguing it. You just go look up the seven studies that have been done, major studies, and you argue back. Give me evidence. Anyway, the multi-dose vials of inactivated vaccine contain a few micrograms of mercury. Single-dose formulations, most of those are thimerosal-free, and that's that. Okay, that's the flu vaccine. But you may have been seeing studies finding the flu vaccine is not so effective at saving lives of elderly people. Not as effective as we thought. One of the problems is you don't know when someone has a flu. When you die from the flu, you die from the resulting bacterial pneumonia often, or fluid in your lungs. So it's a very, very poor reporting process. Nevertheless, here they did a study and found if you give four times the usual dose of flu vaccine, it helps protect elderly people a lot better. Now, you know, 36,000 people die of influenza every year. And maybe elderly people, their immune systems aren't as active, so they tested this on 4,000 people. And indeed, they were quite surprised that the take was much higher, and they think that's the way we should be vaccinating older people. It is not routine yet, so we'll just have to see. All right, you know, your workplace can drive you crazy. It can also kill you. This is another in a series of studies telling us that that feeling of no control is what just kills people in a job. And I truly mean it, kills them. Predictable workplaces are healthy workplaces. When an employee feels ambiguous about their role and there's a lack of clear-cut communications, they are a higher risk for a heart attack. This is an 18-year study from Finland. The link between job factors and heart attacks and feeling in control at work is just one of the most important things. Now, some jobs, you just don't get to have control. It's the nature of the job. Maybe it's a high-paid job. Maybe it's a really low-paid job. I don't really know. But you need to know that when they looked at all the kinds of things, from exercise to everything that can affect cardiac health, and they looked at the job, they indeed found that, you know, psychological distress and heart attacks was really, really, really high when there was poor communication. That's the boss's job, and you don't feel in control of your time. Just to let you know and to give a little respect when we do these big studies, how complex they are, we are beginning a study now, the National Children's Study. You know, we've done a lot of these studies before, and they yield results over the decades. We're still following people in some of the big ones that were started in the 60s. That's the only way you get answers to these questions, to follow people along prospectively. This is a big one. It's bold. It's expensive. But we're going to look for why there are rising rates of premature births, obesity, cancer, autism, endocrine disorders, behavioral disorders. They're going to examine genetics, child rearing, geography, exposure to chemicals, pollution, nutrition. It's going to cost $2.7 billion. And it's an expansive, huge one, but how else are you going to get answers? You want to get your answers to these scientific issues from Oprah? Like you already are, go ahead, but that ain't the truth. If you want to know the truth, you got to do these studies. Now, if you take that cost and divide it out over all the years that this study will be going on, and it'll go on, I assume they're gonna follow these kids, 100,000 children until they're 21. So you see the size of it, the size of it. It's a huge, huge undertaking, and these have been so, so fruitful in the past. Why is this? Smokers seeking medical treatment to give up cigarettes these days are more highly addicted to nicotine than smokers have ever been, especially you go back 15, 20 years. Why? They looked at nicotine dependence levels of smokers entering treatment programs going back to 1989 and up to last year. And 73% of those seeking help now are highly nicotine dependent. And they do this with special questionnaire and scores and severity. And we don't know why this is. We're not sure why this is. But then I can't help going back to, okay, if they're addicted to nicotine, then why, when you give them nicotine, can't they quit? Why? I keep asking that question and never get an answer. It's a hand thing. There are other things going on. I love that study. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago about just holding a warm mug of something. They had people hold a warm mug of a liquid, like coffee, tea, etc., or a cold mug of a liquid, and then they put someone in front of them. Make a long story short, you feel more relaxed. more sympathetic. You judge others less harshly. All kinds of influences from the warmth. And I remember back someone at work trying to quit coffee, and they were just walking around with a hot mug of water. That's how they quit. I remember my folks in the 50s trying to quit smoking cigarettes, walking around a little toy cigarette. It smelled like mint. That was the hottest thing going among them and their friends. Right? So there's something else going on besides the drug itself. All right. We come back a little later on. We're going to do some consciousness raising. Did you hear me correctly? Consciousness raising. I mean raisin, as in wrinkled grapes. That's right. Raisins in your consciousness. This is actually legitimate, and I think a lot of you will find beneficial. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Should a man over 50 take the same multivitamin as a woman? Why would you, when you can take one-a-day men's 50-plus advantage? A complete multivitamin specially formulated for the concerns of a man over 50. The only leading multivitamin with both support for prostate and heart health, plus ginkgo for memory and concentration. One-a-day men's 50-plus advantage, the complete multivitamin with more of what matters to you. One-a-day, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. Call now. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
A 27-hole golf course that uses salt water for irrigation and no pesticides. Home sites with a view of the sea for under $40,000. Building costs at a fraction of what you'd pay in California. El Dorado Ranch on the Sea of Cortez. Custom homes by American builders and developers with a guarantee, warranty, and title insurance. 50% dedicated green space. El Dorado Ranch on the Sea of Cortez. A gated community with 24/7 roving security and on-site medical facility. Fishing, swimming, white sand beaches for miles, tennis, pools, construction financing available. What will you be giving up if you go to Mexico to vacation or retire? Art Kellner used to live in Rockland.
I have lower blood pressure. I have no pressure at all.
An eco-friendly development with built-in friends. You can do anything you want or nothing at all. Some people live on as little as $1,500 a month with a housekeeper. El Dorado Ranch. For a free informational dinner seminar, call 1-800-211-7400. Or visit MyBajaRanch.com. 800-211-7400 or MyBajaRanch.com. Come for a weekend. You might return for a lifetime.
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Kathy. How you doing, Kathy? How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi. Yep, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you.
I am calling because I have a friend who has lung cancer, stage 3B. And he has done chemo and radiation, and then they detected another lump, and they did surgery. He's also seeing a naturopathic doctor who has now has been giving him medicines all along, and but now he wants him to have vitamin C infusions once a week, and aside from that, to take 5,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And I just worry about that because I know, you know, I listen to you a lot, the things you say about vitamins, and I'm just not sure if this is safe.
Well, listen, that's very reasonable for you to think that. There have been a number of very scary studies that have come out recently. Of course, I just, maybe we don't need to go there, but you just got to wonder. And then again, you don't have to wonder. Who among us could say we wouldn't reach for straws if we were in that person's situation? It's not hopeless by any means. But what you don't want to do when you grasp for straws with alternative medicine, holistic medicine, naturopathic medicine, call it what you will, is not to undermine the treatments that we know are, for now, friends, the best we have. And we can offer up data on what the cure rates are going to be, where the naturopath isn't going to offer any data. So I'm not going to question why would a person put their life in a naturopath's hands. I have no idea. But I can tell you, and I just have that right here in front of me, because I was just about to file this study on vitamin C. Vitamin C supplements, and this is a research project coming from Memorial Sloan Kettering Center in New York. It's one of the best, it's one of the best cancer treatment centers in this country. Well, basically, not only is vitamin C shown to not help, but the frightening part is it may undercut the effectiveness of anti-cancer drugs, including chemotherapy. When you put human cancer cells in a lab dish and you put a form of vitamin C in it, chemotherapy kills 50 to 70% fewer tumor cells. Now, you need vitamin C, but the problem is vitamin C may protect the cancer cells against the chemotherapy and other protective reflexes in your body. Chemotherapy drugs damage mitochondria in cancer cells. They're little batteries in your cells. And vitamin C, extra vitamin C, may protect against it. I don't know what to tell you. It's one of the toughest situations we ever come across in this program. And there's just no clear answer. Just no clear answer. So and you go in and start trying to warn your friend, you're going to get in trouble. You'll make an enemy. And once again, you know, how can we put ourselves in that person's situation? And yet you don't want them to do anything that's dangerous. You might go online and look up this study and say that you heard about a study, you talked to a friend who has a brother who's a doctor. You know, you got to soft sell it, and that there's a study that just came out. There have been a couple of them. I can give you the date of this. This is, let me pull it out of here. And you'll find it online. You just type in vitamin C and cancer. Of course, you'll see all the positive nonsense, but because this is fairly recent, this will come right up. am I going to find it? Shuffling through papers on the air. I'll tell you what, just do it that way. You'll find it. Now, of course, it's all in my pile of papers, and I can't find it. Can't find it myself. So, and of course, instinctively, for the past 30 years, my fear has been cancer is wildly growing cells. They grow rapidly. They're voracious in their appetite. You don't want to feed them. Some of the newest thinking with cancer, right, is squeezing off the blood supply, the nutrients supplied to tumors, so they die. Why do you want to feed them? They're voracious in their appetite. So it just plays into, a simplistic view of things that we all want. We want simple, natural cures. It seems like such a good thing, but when you analyze the logic of it, it just isn't there. So I wish you and your friend well, all right? We come back, we're going to talk about consciousness raising. I mean raisin as in wrinkled grapes. That's exactly right. That and more coming right up. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A military jury in Guantanamo Bay has sentenced Osama bin Laden's video maker to life in prison for encouraging terrorist attacks. A 9-month-old is still missing in a runoff canal in Oakland after a crash in which the child's 25-year-old father was killed. The child was apparently ejected into the water during the accident. Both candidates in the presidential race are making last-minute stops before they head home to wait out the election. Rescuers have found a father and a son who were missing in the Sierra Nevada foothills. They're okay. A Fairfield man is facing charges after his 9-year-old son was injured in a golf cart accident. Officers arrested 51-year-old Douglas Sear on suspicion of drunken driving of a golf cart. The Dow edged down 5 points. The S&P fell 2. The Nasdaq rose 5. Occasional showers today. Breezy. Scattered showers tonight. Thunderstorms possible. Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
760,000 jobs have been lost, but one organization is adding people in record numbers. Stop worrying about paying bills and take control of your future at incomeathome55.com. We're not like those get-rich-quick emails. This is a solid opportunity. And to prove it, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 today just for checking us out at incomeathome55.com. You've heard about us for years on America's top radio stations. This is the real deal. We're affiliated with a New York Stock Exchange company with a solid 28-year reputation. Run your business from your computer in the convenience of your living room. We provide personal one-on-one mentoring to guide you. If you're worried about your job, if your dream is to make serious, potentially life-changing money, part-time or full-time from home, we want to hear from you. And remember, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 just for visiting incomeathome55.com today. That's incomeathome55.com. Income at home55.com.
Some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Jill's Google page with Yahoo and carried her bed into the forest while she was asleep. Wake up, Jill!
Ah! What do you want from me?
Oh, just want to show how helpful Yahoo Search is.
Why didn't you just ask?
Come on, search for camping.
Hey, a little drop-down menu gives me related suggestions as I type.
Search quick getaway.
Right.
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Energy Hog team, get in that house and waste some energy.
Leaky windows and no insulation.
Wherever energy gets wasted, the Energy Hogs are there. Go to energyhog.org for energy-saving tips and lots of hog-busting games.
Energyhog.org, that's it!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
United of California and Marcella Leach.
If your credit card debt is out of control, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half. That's bad news for credit card companies. Don't declare bankruptcy. Call Credit Answers and get free information at 1-800-700-8956. That's 1-800-700-8956. Call now, 1-800-700-8956.
Some people think the youth of today are a lost cause, have misplaced priorities, and are too afraid to stand out and make a difference. But young people all over America are challenging this perspective. With the help of World Vision, they're showing they care by going without food for 30 hours. They're saving the lives of others, and in the process, changing their own lives in a profound way. Support our young people in this effort. Find out how you can help. Call 800-7-FAMINE or go to 30hourfamine.org.
KGO's on-the-go travel program with John Hamilton shares the wisdom of travel industry experts, takes listener calls, and keeps travelers up to date on hot deals, new trends, and expert travel tips. Now you can hear the on-the-go travel program anywhere, at any time, on demand with the on-the-go podcast in the audio section of KGOradio.com. It's sponsored by the Maui Visitors Bureau, inviting you to visit the magical isles of Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. For on-the-go anywhere you go, visit the audio section of KGOradio.com.
Some consciousness raising here, and I mean raisins, and actually this is kind of serious. There is a type of cognitive therapy called mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, which is a bump up from regular cognitive therapy. For instance, if you're depressed, and traditional cognitive therapy, which works, and it's the way to go. We don't do like what how mommy treated you and into psychoanalysis as much anymore, if at all. You train people to notice their negative thoughts. And it's your negative thoughts that provoke depression. And those thoughts, of course, can be dealt with. You debate those thoughts in your brain. You try to change their content. And either way, as you think about your negative thoughts, that helps you with your depression. Well, mindfulness-based cognitive therapy is about holding your thoughts kind of lightly, not changing the content, but change your relationship to the thought. And we're going to drift a little towards a meditation kind of thing here. Because this particular type, they're doing it with, you know, it's funny, with raisins. In other words, it starts off, have you ever looked at a raisin? No. I mean, really looked at it? Rolled it around in your fingers? Explore its little sticky edges, crinkle it next to your ear, right? It sounds a little crazy, but when you get people to closely examine something, it changes their inside and their internal environment. And it is like, and I've always thought, it's like meditation. And I would say to you, when you're doing something you really love, you got a hobby, you know, you collect coins, I don't know, whatever you do, when you really get into it, and you're focused, you notice you're calmer. You notice it helps you feel better. Well, I believe because that takes your brain away from all the clutter. Oh, my gosh, my gutters is going to rain. Oh, the bills this month. Oh, the kids are doing this. You know, what fills your brain? All that stuff. So you got to get away from it once in a while. Some people can just sit down, you know, meditate, get away from it, alter consciousness. This is a way of trying to bring this to the masses. Now, this is, we're talking... this is not brand new. This is stuff has been around, you know, in 10, 15 years. And they're now doing trials. And so I'm reading a trial here of 140 people randomized between mindfulness-based cognitive therapy and a control group. I would rather they randomize it between mindfulness-based cognitive therapy and traditional cognitive therapy because that's the deal. Anyways, one woman here, a comment, you got to love it. She says, it's changed my life as well as the way I look at raisins. Okay, let's see here. Let's talk to David. How you doing, David? Welcome to the program.
Yes, I have a question. Fingernails peel on the end. They peel in layers. Now, it used to do that just in the spring and in the fall. Now, they do it year-round. What causes it?
Well, it could be a bunch of things. David, what do you do with your hands? What do you do for a living? Are your hands ever around... You know,
tractor trailer.
Okay, well, you answered my question. You know, you got a couple of things going on. You're a guy. You're not going to take care of your nails the way you should, and especially as you age. They get dry like your skin. That's one thing. And most people, even listen, a lot of women don't know when you're using your moisturizer to rub it in on your nails because the moisture, water-based moisture, gets into your nail and then you seal it in. Now, in your particular profession, your fingers are around all kinds of organic solvents. Almost by definition, organic solvents and organic materials will take fat. They dissolve oils, you see, and they remove any protective oils that you might have. The second thing to consider, and I would say this is less of a factor, is if you notice any skin issues going on, you could be developing, you know, a reaction on your skin to these solvents. And oftentimes you'll notice your nails first. So what I would do, if you want to do an experiment, David, this would be fun because you can report back to us and we can nail this thing down with you, is, you know, go in a store, get yourself a box of, and it's going to look a little strange, but... Just wear a rubber glove on your hand. Even work gloves will let a lot of the organic solvents through. I know you have a pair of those, but just wear it on one hand, all right? And then you call me back in a few weeks or a month. I'll bet you it's better. But remember, nails are dead tissue. And so to really know what's going on, you want the nail that's growing out of your, you know, the bed of your nail right now because the tip of your nail is months and months later, you see? So that could be destroyed. And in the meantime, to keep it okay, you want to keep, use a moisturizer on it or something like that. And I would say certain oily substances are, petroleum jelly is the best moisturizer there is. It doesn't have moisture in it, but it seals in water. So whenever you wash your hands, if you can get a little something greasy on there, I don't mean automotive grease because that has organic stuff in it that'll ruin it. So that's most likely what's going on. Let's talk to Gene. How you doing, Gene? Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question about whiskey and bourbon and things like that. Is it safe to drink scotch and bourbon? I've had it since the 70s. Is it still good?
So the question, okay, I thought you asked, is it safe to drink a quart of scotch in an evening? No, that's bad for you. I suppose, depending upon, and I'm not an expert in this at all, but some of these, they age like some wines, and they get better with age, and it's not uncommon to see, 20-year-old scotch. So, alcohol, and you realize that the primary ingredient other than water in that particular product from a chemical point of view is alcohol. And alcohol will last forever, as a molecule. And it also sterilizes. So if it tastes fine, I would say it's okay. With wine, it can go bad. After only certain wines will age well, and certain wines don't. And immediately when you taste it. But I say most people who are knowledgeable about scotch would say, sure, a lot of them age really, really well. As a matter of fact, it's really, really expensive. And if you don't want to try this experiment yourself, I'll give you Heather's address, and you can mail it to us, and we'll be happy to test it out for you. Okay? All right, we're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, and Dr. Dina Dell will be right back.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334. Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
Better. The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and to your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone who requests one, because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. 1-800-574-9485. It's our gift to you. 1-800-574-9485. 1-800-574-9485. For health effects.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Carmel. How you doing, Carmel?
Dr. Dean, how do you, figure out what is your take on how Obama and McCain stay healthy on this campaign trail, especially the last 2 weeks when they're going 20 hours a day and they're around so many people?
Okay, you got a whole bunch of questions there. The stress, and I have great admiration for politicians at this level. As you know, I spent part of my life as a public figure and pressing the flesh and speaking engagements. It is quite remarkable. And I think secretly that's our little test. You know, if you can't handle the fire, get out of the kitchen. And being able to handle massive amounts of stress and sleepless nights and being up and ready to go, or at least to appear so, you know, is part of the process to weed out the weaklings who would pretend to take over the most powerful job, you know, on earth. Fitness becomes important. I've read things about not just them, but their other politicians, including the current president of the United States, you know, into fitness, fighting off stress, anxiety, health, diet. I don't think in this day and age, I think America would have problems. I think. Am I wrong? If we saw an unhealthy candidate, you know, say a 400-pound candidate wanted to be president, we're very discriminatory, and, you know, we just might not want that. But the infectious disease is what fascinates me, too. First of all, you see mostly, a lot of this is outdoor stuff. That's kind of easy. They probably take a Purell bath when they get back on the bus, right? They probably are carefully instructed, and they are. I can just, you know, tell you this. They're coached never to touch their face in public. You don't want to be seen picking your whatever in public, and that is critical. When you shake people's hands and you're trying to avoid colds and flus in the winter, be very careful not to touch yourself. But droplets is another deal. They're coughed upon, sneezed upon, you know, spit on, droplets all over the place. And I don't really have an answer to your question. It's hard to impugn a great immune system. It really has more to do with the germs you're exposed to. And you know, as politicians, once they get out there and they get all over the place, they probably early in the game pick up what's out there. I go in public sporadically, so every time I get on a plane nowadays, I catch something. I'm just not exposed because I'm not out in public to all the viruses that are there. There are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of different cold viruses. When you get one of them, you are immune forever, but then there's, you know, 476 to take its place to knock you down. Flu viruses change every season. So it's very possible that because they're out in the public all the time, they may probably have more antibodies to a greater variety of these viruses, which helps them with their immunity. And I was just wondering that the other night. Boy, you never see them tired. You never see them fatigued. You always see them on their game. And as I said, this is, part of the contest has to do with that. And they probably walk on the bus and go, oh, phew. And they go down for 12 hours straight. Okay, let's talk to Max. This is Dr. Del Max. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dina Del. My question involves the 35% hydrogen peroxide I keep seeing on the internet, as far as a pH balancer for the body, or just any a benefit to the body. Is it?
You mean in terms of drinking it?
Yes. Yeah. Or even putting it in bath water, what have you.
Sure. Well, bathwater probably not going to hurt you, but it's nonsense, and it is potentially very, very dangerous. And this started coming big in the 80s, and there was somebody doing this. Here's the logic. You pour hydrogen peroxide on a lot of germs, it kills them. Therefore, you drink hydrogen peroxide. Well, you pour vodka on a lot of germs, it'll kill them. Doesn't mean that drinking it's going to cure you from any infectious illness. And then we started putting it right into the bloodstream in an attempt to fight HIV. And that was tried outside mainstream circles. In other words, you know, the average doctor who's been to medical school understands you put something in the bloodstream, it doesn't go anywhere. You know, HIV was hiding in lymph nodes and places like that. It was really the presumption of this was nonsensical. And how it's grown on the internet and how all these things have gotten so big. I watched it the other day. It put me in a state of shock for 3 days, you know, on colon cleansing. I mean, there on mainstream television, a 1 hour infomercial telling you that you've got 25 pounds of call it what you want, sludge, and that it's not fat making you fat. Your big belly's because of sludge in your intestines. I mean, 100-year-old, I mean, stuff that was quackery 100 years ago, still with us with the blessings of Congress and the FTC and the FCC and the FDA, only because Congress has had too much power to undermine basic consumer law. So these things are out there, and they skirt the law by simply making claims. Well, first of all, it depends on the claim. Certain claims, they make a medical claim about the curing or alleviating of any disease state, they're breaking the law, call the man on them. But they got to be big to catch the attention of any federal agency. They got to be big. They got to put away their $100 million in a foreign bank someplace. You know, then they get caught, and then who cares at that point? So do not, I repeat, you want to use a little hydrogen peroxide mixed with other stuff to brush your teeth, well, okay. But do not drink hydrogen peroxide. It is it's toxic, and you see what it does on your wounds. And the fundamental theory is nonsensical. All right, it doesn't put oxygen into your body, because a lot of people, you know, left off with science in fourth grade, and they knew that hydrogen peroxide breaks down into water and oxygen. They figure, oh, maybe it does put oxygen in. It just doesn't work like that. All right. Okay, I'm Dr. Dean Udell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
Paid for. You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself, because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
A 27-hole golf course that uses saltwater for irrigation and no pesticides. Home sites with a view of the sea for under $40,000. Building costs at a fraction of what you'd pay in California. El Dorado Ranch on the Sea of Cortez. Custom homes by American builders and developers with a guarantee, warranty, and title insurance. 50% dedicated green space. El Dorado Ranch on the Sea of Cortez. A gated community with 24/7 roving security and on-site medical facility. Fishing, swimming, white sand beaches for miles, tennis, pools, construction financing available. What will you be giving up if you go to Mexico to vacation or retire? Art Kellner used to live in Rockland.
I have lower blood pressure. No pressure at all.
An eco-friendly development with built-in friends. You can do anything you want or nothing at all. Some people live on as little as $1,500 a month with a housekeeper. El Dorado Ranch. For a free informational dinner seminar, call 1-800-211-7400. Or visit MyBajaRanch.com. 800-211-7400 or MyBajaRanch.com. Come for a weekend. You might return for a lifetime.
Back to the program. let's talk to Marilyn. How you doing, Marilyn? Welcome.
Hi, fine. I just wanted to point out that distilled spirits are aged before they're put in the bottle in wood. If they're aged at all, they won't improve in the bottle like a good wine.
Oh,
once they're
I would assume so, and I realize I didn't understand. I don't know how they're aged. It's normally what wine does, right, in big vats and stuff like that.
But
I would think so.
It can improve in the bottle.
Yeah, right. It can improve in a bottle, and if it ain't, and if it's distilled spirits, if it ain't already improved, it ain't going to improve anymore with age. It should last, right?
I'm sure it would last.
Fine. And that was her question. And that, of course, my friends, is the beauty of talk radio. You know, this is better than Wikipedia. It's all right there instantly. All right, let's talk to Ralph. How you doing, Ralph? Welcome to the program.
What happened?
There you are.
Okay. I just want to know, I'm going to probably get an examination off Lifeline.
And yeah.
It costs like $209 for like a blood test. Is that a good thing to do?
I don't know. Why are you doing it?
Just to do it, just to see. I've never been to a doctor. I've never had any illnesses or anything like that. And I just want to just kind of try it just to see how my body is.
Yeah, well, I'd spend the money on a doctor. I don't think there's any single blood test or anything like that that can tell you. I mean, I could sit here all day long and tell you people's lives are saved because the doctor noticed, hey, what's that? And there you go. And how old are you again?
I'm 50.
50. Yeah, well, it's time. It's time, Ralph. Listen, I'm the same way. You're talking to a kindred spirit here. Now, I don't like doctors. I don't like going to them, etc. But there comes a time and place where it does when you balance the benefits and the risks. And that's all I ask people to do as logically as they can. When you get to be 50 is when you want to have a couple of basic simple tests. All right? And no questionnaire, no single blood test or anything like that's going to do the job. And you know, listen, you need to take a survey to know if you're healthy. How much do you weigh? How much saturated fat? Eating meat 3 times a day? You get any exercise whatsoever? You smoke cigarettes? You know, those are the biggies. So you know if you're doing the right thing. But I think you'd be wasting your money as opposed to, depending upon your situation, because I can't promise you that the doctor might not find something and run up the tab a little. I don't know what your insurance status is, but the bottom line here is if you came to me, you handed me $250, I guarantee you I could do more and accomplish more. I could look in your eyeballs and I could see whether you were prone to diabetes or hypertension or cholesterol problems. I could listen to your lungs. I could look at your gut. I could figure out all kinds of things. That what you're trying to do, of course, is avoid seeing a doctor. And I told you, I'm not condemning you. I'm sympathizing with you. It's just not a smart choice. I guess that's the way. That's how I bottom line it, right? Okay, that's the program. Tune in for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostic for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-644-1381. 1-800-644-1381. 1-800-644-1381.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461.
Hey, Gil Gross coming up. Last chance for people on the Obama and McCain side to make their case against the other guy. Just ahead on KGO Sanford.